tomorrow. Danaher's Drive, the fight for MND, takes off from Werribee Open Range Zoo. You can find out more details. We'll have all the links shortly. But joining us, friend of the show and welcoming back to K-Rock and K-Rock football, welcome back, Russell Robinson.
Yeah, it feels like home down there, returning. It's been a while, K-Rock.
There is still a plaque with your name on it. It's on the way to the kitchen. I don't know if that's fitting or not.
Yeah, no, I put that there. Yeah.
You are back on board again with Danaher's Drive, the fight for MND. Before we get to the serious stuff, do you take over? Are you a driver? Are you a passenger? Do you bring the snacks? What will be your role from tomorrow?
Do you know what? I think I'm a driver more than... In the past, I've gone on this tour with three girls that work for the Melbourne Footy Club, and we're all great mates, and they don't tend to hold the Alky Pops as well as I can. Look, everything is responsible. Yeah. We have to do the breastho before we leave in the morning. Everyone has to do it, and they never pass.
It sounds like you're living your dream as an Uber driver, you know?
Yeah, I was getting a 5-star rating. So it was pretty cool. But this year, guys, I'm going with David Neats, Clint Bizzle, ex-Geelong superstar who came to Melbourne, Paul Hopgood, who is one of the notorious party men of the AFL back in the 90s, and Ben Dutchie Holland, who played for Richmond and Melbourne, and he's claiming Richmond at the moment, not Melbourne. I wonder why. And we're going this year in a combi van. Cannot wait.
Oh, love it.
With all of you in the one car, I was hoping there was a little room and it wasn't going to be a little two-door hatchback, so I'm glad to hear at least it's a combi. Hey, with your time with the Melbourne Footy Club and obviously knowing Neil Danaher, the connection you have with him, obviously this is a cause very close to your heart. Just tell us a little bit about why so many of you jump on board each and every year for this.
Oh, look, obviously we know a lot about the disease now because of Neil, and the work that he's done in this space has not only raised a lot of money, but it's just brought some attention to something that was, I guess, if anyone ever came close to the disease, motor neurone disease, they forgot about it as quickly as they possibly could, because no cure, pretty awful the way things end up, so let's just move on. Neil's changed our perspective a little bit, that, you know, there's possibilities that we can make a change and we can find a cure, because there was never really any money put towards it in the past. The reason why we do it is not so much that. Yes, of course it is that, but it's more about Neil for us. Neil is my coach. He is the reason why I got a go in the AFL and kept getting a go, and the way he coached us, he was always hard but fair, and he's the reason I got to live that lifestyle and playing in the AFL. He picked me when no one else probably would, so how can I not love the guy? And I'm doing it from him.
I mean, just listening to his speeches now, I mean, every year, like when Freeze MND comes to the G and you hear him talking to the teams, was he that inspiring when you were playing, or was he more just yelling at you to get the job done?
he was yelling at me, but there was always... It was always with a follow-up later on. Now, like a good dad, now, why did I yell at you? You know? and I'd get it in the end, and I needed that as a kid. But now, he's no different now. Of course, things are a little harder to get out for him, but he still orders us around. I've emceed a few events on the tour, and he gives me that look, and then it's the shake of the head, like, get him off or get moving, and I shit myself. Pardon my French.
Well, if you want to find out more details, fightmnd.org.au/events/2019, Danaher's Drive. We'll get the details up to akrock.com.au. It all kicks off from 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. All the best with the drive on your drive to $10 million for fighting MND, and enjoy those Alky Pops along the way.
Oh, we will, don't you worry. And if anybody wants to buy a raffle ticket, please go to that website you just mentioned. You could win yourself a brand new Mercedes-Benz. There's a lot going on with this drive this year. I can't wait to rip in it. And you'll see all the photos, no doubt, in the papers. Stay tuned.
I will give you the hot tip. Josh has already bought his raffle ticket.
I want to feel like a man.